Folks, I am giving away tickets to see Mary in the Junkyard in Toronto on the 13th of November. So if you want to get involved, just send me an email at yellowbrickroad@gmail.com or send a message on Instagram. The handle is yellowbrickroad. Follow the show. Just tell me what you like about that song. Let's have a chat. And then I'll give you tickets to go see them. We also had music from Nothing But Thieves and Big Moon on that last set. Really cool artists. And I'm going to be talking about a new album that has absolutely been living on my brain that came out a little while ago. Just a couple of weeks ago, actually. New Get Down Services album is here. Now, you may have heard of them already, the duo of Ben Sadler and Josh Law. They released a debut album in 2023. It was called Crisps. This is their second album called Massive Champion that's just come out. And they are an absolutely incredible band. They're, they're a post-punk band kind of fundamentally. And post-punk bands always get asked how much of their music is ironic. Get Down Services basically say that, you know, they started out initially making music as an outlet for them to get the worst sides of them out of their system. And then people started really connecting with it. So then we have the second album. The band's, you know, been getting bigger and bigger. They had the single, The Radiator, which was possibly BBC Radio 6 Music's favorite single of last year. They actually did a session for 6 Music for Hugh Stevens just yesterday. So there you go. But The Radiator, right? It's got some lyrics on it that straight up made me laugh. It actually has a line in there about, you know, being in a gas leak and feeling sick. And half of this album does sound like it was written on a gas leak. There's a lyric on it also that goes, I've got three words for you. The Dyson Airblade. One's just a man looking at his hands thinking, I'm gonna make these so dry, you won't believe it. Which I think about every time I see a Dyson Airblade or any hand dryer or just am in a public bathroom. The song also ends with the line, can I do the questionnaire again, please? I don't think my personality came through. So you can tell there's humor on it. There's a bit of irony on it, of course. There's self-awareness on it. But the album also, what I think is pretty interesting, it's got this pretty visceral and almost stream of consciousness in the moment lyricism. There's songs like Cha-Cha Slide, which kind of feel like the recollections of an awkward six-year-old at a dance class. It also has the great line, I thought 9/11 happened to the Big Ben. I am six. But the interesting thing to me is the album opener. A song called Poor Bannister feels like a test right out of the gates. If you're on the Get Down Services wavelength, you may enter, you may listen to the rest of the album. It recounts a bus ride gone horribly wrong. So Josh Law's mind is kind of drifting, watching someone near him sleep on the bus. And then a guy throws up all over the bus and gets off the bus while this girl is still asleep. And Josh is thinking in that moment, probably what we're all thinking, girl, I hope you don't wake up right now because this is pretty gross. And that's set against this bed of beautiful finger-picked folk music. It is the Get Down Services way of doing things. But behind what can be read as irony, there's a lot of sincerity as well, you know. There's songs like What's On Your Mind just really shines through with sincerity. And it's a straight-up love song. And it takes a detour into uncertainties about life, you know, where it's kind of going, you know, you ask what's on my mind, I only know half the time. And there's just like a lot of love on it as well. And then there's songs like No One Likes Me, which, to be honest, carries quite a bit of self-awareness on it. All in all, it's a kind of mix of bangers, laughs, tunes, and they bring the house down live with it. I saw them, got quite lucky, saw them with Super Furry Animals a little while ago, when they were playing in the UK. But they have played a show in Toronto this April, which I missed and which I will always regret. But hopefully they will come back. It's just the two of them on stage. They like get their shirts off, they hoist their guitars in the air, they rile up the crowd, and it's just a great, rowdy, fun time. Find them at getdownservices.bandcamp.com. I'm going to be playing us the song Stop Living, which is one that really stuck out with me. I'm also maybe going to play us one single from Walt Disco called Lies, which is a new one that they've got coming out. And then when we're back, we'll be joined by a band called The Boojums, who I saw opening for The Buck Club when they played a show in Toronto. They're a band from out east. They're very Atlantic. They bring the blues and rock and roll. And I got together with their singer after the show just to talk about what's been happening musically. They've been a favorite of artists like Alex Kapranos, who shouted them out on his Instagram, singer Franz Ferdinand. And you can find them at thebujums.bandcamp.com. So we'll be talking to them after that. But let's get started off with the Get Down Services. This is Stop Living on CFRC Radio.
Inhibitions when the rain's not even falling. Sunstroke, I can't cope like Bartez, I'm balding. Chewed up, spat out, get on the path for big clout. No doubt that dark cloud's gonna make me look a fat clown.
I eat nuts from a napkin. There is a God. Get that closed. It's like a death ray. I expect you to die, Mr. Ben.
I eat nuts from a napkin.
Correct.
Keep it quiet, I don't wanna I fear. It seems I've forgotten my place. I'll snatch your sympathy from the jaws of my defeat.
Okay, we're here at the Garrison after the show, very kindly joined by, this is now one third of the Boojums. Hello.
Hello.
Introduce yourself for us.
Hi, I'm Willie from the Boojums.
And you're a pretty sick guitarist.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. And a singer.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
And I know this because a third time's a charm, as you said on stage. I finally got to see you guys opening tonight for the Buck Club. And it was one of the most fun shows I've ever seen. Like, the energy at that show was insane. You kind of at least you tried to blow the roof off quite literally and just like tap it out of there with your guitar. How was it on stage for you guys?
Thank you. It was a lot of fun and sweaty, and yeah, that's the way I like it.
Mm-hmm. I was saying to you before that, like, this is the first time I've seen a mosh pit to blues riffs. That's never happened for me.
Sweet. That's what the world needs.
Mm-hmm. And, like, I feel like it's almost a different energy live. Like, when I listen to your records, it's fun, it's punky, it's kind of rock and roll, punching around. And then when you come up and see you guys live on stage, it's almost like that sound opens up and, like, the blues influences come in and it feels a little bit like, you know, you bring the sort of the Nova Scotia into your music as well.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to make the live energy on a record, I guess. And I think we kind of just allow them to be two separate things. Like, you know, the record's pretty lo-fi and pretty contained. And I mean, we did it in our house, so it's like,
really?
Can't really get these bigger sounds that you can get on stage, I guess. Or at least I can't. But yeah, I don't know. I think live we just like to sort of let it go wild. And I think too, just like, I don't know. Now that we've been doing a bunch of touring, and I feel like the set has evolved a lot. Like, even though it's like largely the same songs, we've kind of like let them sort of go in their own directions a bit. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I guess the show has evolved over time. It was your third time in Toronto, in fact, this one. And like, it's all kind of come together really quickly because the album, I think you guys came and played somewhere in Toronto for your album release show last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like 6 months ago. Almost a year ago. 10 months ago? October.
Yeah.
That was not very long ago. And it's kind of got bigger and bigger from there.
Yeah. I mean, we've just gotten, I don't know, more. I find the more you play, the more fun things you find out about the songs. And
that's true.
I think for us, it's like, as long as we're having fun, that's like the main goal. So kind of the songs, I like to let them grow, you know, like I think, you know, these days there are like people who play to tracks and stuff and the songs don't really evolve. They're kind of rigid, which is cool. But I find like with us, especially coming from the more bluesy, rocky background, like,
yeah,
you know, improvisation has a big mm-hmm. part of it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I definitely see that, the improvisation side of it. But we were saying before we started the interview that you guys are pretty DIY. You mentioned recording the debut Boojums album, the Boojums, in basically your house.
Mm-hmm.
How was the recording process like? Like, was it kind of, did you guys think, okay, well, like, we'll go to a studio, this was an alternative, or like, how did it kind of come together?
Well, from the get-go with this band, the plan was to be fully DIY. So that was always kind of part of our whole goal, I guess, with the band. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, that was like all of our singles and videos and stuff we did ourself. And then the original plan was to do it all on 4-track, but our 4-track broke, so then we ended up doing it digitally. But yeah, keeping the DIY vibes, a lot of mostly analog effects and everything. And yeah.
Yeah, and I mean, that's kind of where I came in. There's one video of yours where you guys were all like huddled in your rehearsal space in almost like a tiny little corner, just playing, rehearsing one of your songs. And then Alex Caprano is from Franz Ferdinand, who seems to be like very online all around the place. He found it, he really liked it, he shared it about.
You guys rock!
Thank you.
Testimony from the fans. But that's also what he said.
Well, yeah, thanks, Al, and thanks to the fellow who just said that. Yeah, I think, I don't know, something about that video seemed to click with people, I guess, and we're just kind of rolling with it and not questioning it, I guess. Keeping it simple, I think, is, I don't know, that's like, the more we keep it simple, I find the more fun we have and the more people seem to connect with it, so that's pretty much the vibe, I guess.
As that guy said, you guys rock. But did Alex take it any further from there? Like, did you kind of get in touch with him? Like, you should be opening for them, basically.
We would love to open for them. We're huge fans. And it's funny, because, like, I don't know. I feel like one of my most searched things is, like, how does Al Capranos get his vocal sound before recording the record? But we chatted a bit, but I don't know. We didn't really want to bug him, but he's a super nice guy online and probably in real life, too.
I feel like you guys could get him to do Franz Ferdinand's first, like, East Coast show.
That would be pretty badass. We should ask him to play in, like, Sydney or something. Port Hawkesbury Legion.
Mm-hmm. I think he'd be down to do a Nova Scotia show, like, given that he's from Scotland and everything. He seems to go for that sort of thing.
This is true. We could bridge the gap.
Mm-hmm. And I want to ask about Nova Scotia, because, like, there's such a crazy good music scene over there, whether it's, like, punk bands coming out of, like, Halifax and Dartmouth and stuff, or it's like, you know, folk bands, of course there's always a bit of that. Mm-hmm. There's bands like you guys. There's just like these little bubbles of scenes basically anywhere but Toronto, because I've been saying the same thing to folks in Vancouver, but like there's these really interesting scenes cropping up, and there have been for a really long time. What are you guys seeing in Nova Scotia at the moment, music wise
yeah, I think there seems to be a big wave of rock and roll of all kinds happening right now. There was this, like, a few years ago, like, emo stuff started really coming back with the, like, younger crowd. And some really cool bands, like, I'll Tell Your Number. And they kind of, like, spawned a whole scene. And then got other bands like Customer Service. And, like, I don't know. There was a bit of a, like, there was a really good rock scene in, like, the early 2010s. There were some good, like, garage bands, like Cousins and like Mono Myth and like Best Fiends and stuff like that. But then the later 2010s and 2020s, there's kind of like a bit of a drought. Like, I remember me and Sarah would be like hanging out, scouring Facebook or the coast looking for any shows going on, and like there was not much. I mean, it was pretty much only metal shows we were going to at that point, because that was the only thing going on. But nowadays it's like it's really back. There's a lot of cool bands happening. And yeah, I think it's like anything, there's waves. It comes and goes, and I think Halifax is on a good wave right now, and Nova Scotia in general. Like Sydney, there's some cool bands like Conductor, Ten Slip, really cool rock and roll stuff. It's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Is that where the band itself came from? Like, you guys were just looking for shows to happen and kind of just decided to make your own ones?
Pretty much, yeah. Like, and I think that's where a lot of the, like, people always say, like, Nova Scotia has a lot of good music and stuff, and I think a lot of it has to do with a lot of bands don't come out there, like bigger bands, so people kind of have to make their own fun, you know. And I think like places like Nova Scotia, Newfoundland, and PEI like really benefit from that in a way, like just sort of having to do it yourself, you know. So
yeah,
I don't know.
And I also see the sort of Nova Scotia, East Coast, like, storytelling or folk storytelling traditions, or maybe even the blues storytelling traditions. Sweet. Come out in your music a bit, because that's kind of what I saw today in like the more bluesy part of your set? Like there was a real kind of like, cool, you know, blues storytelling, I'm walking downtown kind of a thing happening.
Cool, thank you. Yeah, I mean, the blues influence is actually pretty big in Halifax, especially like Garrett Mason's kind of like a god. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, first place I played was Barely's when I was just a wee lad. So, I don't know. There's a lot of good blues from Nova Scotia. And that's definitely, like, a huge influence on us. And, like, Sarah, too. Like, she was raised on blues. And, yeah, it's fun to do that, but not in, like, a cheesy dad blues kind of way, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe it is. I don't know. We're having fun with it.
Yeah. Yeah, you're doing your own, like, bluesy, punky thing. And, I mean, I have so much respect for Sarah and her fingers because, like, an 8-string bass, that's crazy.
And it is pretty crazy.
We don't mean, like, because people will be listening to this rather than seeing this. We don't mean 8-string as in, like, 8 separate strings. 8 strings in the way that you have 12-string acoustic guitars.
Exactly, yeah. She's got freakishly strong little fingers.
Mm-hmm. And I guess that adds to, like, how unique your sound becomes when we see it out, like, out there live.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I think it adds a lot. And she uses 2 amps, too, which kind of broadens the sound even more. Like, she splits the signal into a bass amp and a guitar amp.
Okay.
Which kind of lets that upper octave shine a bit, which is really nice. And kind of almost fills in that rhythm guitar.
Yeah.
That, yeah, it's like a phantom fourth guitar.
Mm-hmm. Which is handy when you're only a 3-piece, because my next question was literally going to be, how does a 3-piece make that much noise on stage?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about, I find for me, like, when to play at the right time and, like, thinking about arrangement. But also with the 3-piece, it's like you're never stepping on each other's toes. Like, everybody's occupying a different, like, sonic territory. Which, yeah, I don't know. Just turn the rad on, get lots of distortion, and fill it out, and yeah, wail away, I guess.
Yeah, that's the kind of like, here's one chord, here's a second, just go make music kind of DIY ethos, isn't it?
Yeah, that's pretty much the thought process for us.
And you've been on tour with the Buck Club. The tour's basically just started, but you're bringing them out east. You're kind of going on a full Canada tour almost. What's kind of coming up for you guys? Like, that's a fun little like thing planned for you guys.
Yeah, we're really stoked. We're excited to bring them out east. We've been huge fans of them for a long time. Yeah, we're stoked to bring them to the East Coast, stoked to bring them to Halifax and Sydney. And then, yeah. And then after that, we head back to Europe just on our own, and we're doing some stuff. So we've got a busy summer ahead, but it's a lot of fun.
Totally. Are you guys coming back to Ontario anytime soon?
Nothing planned yet, but we're always going to be back soon, basically.
Mm-hmm. And music-wise, is there anything else in the pipeline at the moment you can tell us about?
Yes. Hmm. Nothing concrete yet, but we have plans in place to record our next album, which will be really fun, in a different house, but in a house. And we're going to be recording it with a good friend of ours who has a tape machine, so that's really exciting. And yeah, we're working on songs now, so nothing, no dates yet or anything, but we'll be recording it in October.
Okay. Well, it's good to know that you're keeping the DIY thing in and it wasn't just like a one-off jumping off point.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always going to be a part of our whole, I don't know, identity, I guess, as the band is, you know, that it just makes it more fun. Keeps us in control, you know, and keeps us, like, I don't know. Doing stuff is why we like music, I guess. So it's like, the less it you're doing yourself, the less fun for us. So we like doing as much as we can, basically.
It's true, and then the limitations let you get creative in your own way.
Exactly, yeah. It's like that White Stripes song, Little Room, you know, it's like, you go to the bigger room, you start missing the little room, you know, and like, I think, I don't know, we've all done a bunch of different music projects before the Boojums, and I think that was the main thing, you know, when making this band, was like, okay, enough of all this pretending to be fancy stuff. Let's just do it ourselves, because that's way more fun anyway. So, so I don't think we're walking away from that anytime soon.
I think people love it, because we saw this today. We heard that from the fans today. And we look forward to when that second album's on its way and whenever you guys are back in town.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love coming to Toronto, and we can't wait for the next show.
Amazing. Thanks so much for joining me, Willie.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
To Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
And who got to go? And who Yeah, music from the 2022 release of Nigerian Oliver Naoka, titled Oka Madu on Palenque Records. Naoka performs in the traditional style of highlife, which had its origins in the port cities of Freetown, Sierra Leone, Lagos, Nigeria, Monrovia, Liberia, and Accra, Ghana. We heard the track Ada Ugo. Thanks for joining me on this episode of The Freedom Principle. My name is Tom Fleming, and I'll be your guide as we take a break from new releases and shine the light this week on the West African guitar music known as palm wine and the early sounds of highlife. Palm wine guitar playing originated at the beginning of the 20th century. It was propagated by sailors among the previously mentioned port cities of West Africa, which brought not only guitar music to the new urban centers of coastal Africa, but also the influences of other trade route ports. The guitar traveled from the hands of sailors into the hands of the common population in these same port urban areas. These new domestic practitioners attended social functions among the new urban elite, often walking long distances while stopping along the way at palm wine bars. Palm wine guitar music evolved over time to include the influences of Latin and calypso melodies being exchanged in the port cities. One of the first recorded examples was in Britain of Kumasi Trio. We've got a track taken from the Honest John's compilation Living is Hard, West African Music in Britain, 1927-29. The Kumasi Trio performing Asin Asin on The Freedom Principle.
Yeah.
Yeah, the early highlife sounds there of African Brothers Band from a compilation titled The Best of Kwame Ampadu in the African Brothers Band on Afro Bros. We heard the song titled Ya Aman Ya. We preceded that with a couple tracks of early Palm Wine music. E.K. Naomi's band giving us Small Boy Nai Mibwa from a compilation titled High Life Hits on the Philips label. And we started the set with the Kumasi Trio, Asin Asin Part 2 from Living as Hard West African Music in Britain. This week we're just casually spinning some early Palm Wine music and mixing it with some early High Life music. Two of the early important artists of Ghanaian High Life were E.T. Mensah and Dr. Victor Oleya. We've got a track from the High Life Giants of Africa on Polygram. This one's a Calypso influence track titled Mr. Judge on the Freedom Principle.
I said, Mr. Judge, show me the way. Before you talk, I plead not guilty. I said, Mr. Judge, show me the way. Before you talk, I plead not guilty. My fire, no baby, you see so. Not that you show my girl, baby, be come on. I tell Mr. Judge, show me the way. Before you talk, I plead not guilty. I tell Mr. Judge, show me the way. Before you talk, I plead not guilty. Baby, you see so nice, the Fadji market, baby, be come on. My fire, no, baby, you see so nice, the Fadji market, baby, be come on. I tell Mr. Judge, show me the way. Before you talk, I plead no guilty. Girls from Campus Square, when they start to chase the way, it means to blow your horn. It means to blow your horn. Baby, a lolo, see, see, a lolo. Now they go to market, baby, be come
Baby, be come. Laila, ila nao, umo tu ya rasulila. Laila, ila nao, umo tu ya rasulila.
Explore the music of the African diaspora on The Freedom Principle with host Tom Fleming every Tuesday at 10 a.m. I'll provide you with the newest releases of jazz, blues, Caribbean, and the incredible music of the African continent. That's The Freedom Principle, Tuesday at 10 a.m. right here on Powell Rivers Community Radio, CJMP 90.1 FM.